And welcome to Out of the Bag. This is Sean Maguire live on Healing Oracle Radio and People's Internet Radio. And this is, in fact, a pre-recorded interview. I'm very honoured and lucky to have the President of the Irish Republican Brotherhood on the line with me, Billy Maguire. Billy, are you with me?
I am indeed, John. How are you?
I'm grand, absolutely grand. And it's just fantastic to hear your voice,
Billy. And I'd like to say hello to all your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sure they'll be very happy to say hello back to you. It's a shame it's a pre-record.
Yeah.
Now, we wanted to talk about things, and lots has gone on. Obviously, we've had the blasphemy referendum, the blasphemy law referendum, along with the presidential referendum. But also, we were going to talk about, you know, we've got 100 years coming up on the clock of the celebration of the sovereign independence, turning of the sovereign seal, etc., at the Mansion House up in January, yes. So you did want me to start off with the proclamation, didn't you, Billy?
I did, because that's the foundation document of the state, the Sovereign Republic of Ireland, the Sovereign Dáil Éireann Government and the Sovereign Dáil Éireann Courts. And that and the Sovereign Constitution, which I'll just read the front page for you when you're ready, and you know, the Address to the Free Nations and our Declaration of Independence. That's what was implemented, and that's why my family bought Vaughan's Hotel. You know, the 1916 proclamation and in the rising in 1916, that's a provisional government. And they had to set up a sovereign government. And that's why we always supported the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood. And we rented a room for them from Mrs. Vaughan, 29 Parnell Square in Granby Row in Dublin. And then in 1917, we bought Vaughan's Hotel for the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood with 100% support. I can tell you more about that later on.
Yes.
And we donated £1 million so that they could establish the Sovereign Republic of Ireland. And then they collected all that money. Friends of Irish Freedom were the ones. But we have a wonderful history.
We do.
And I'm very sad to say it, Sean. Very few people, a few like yourself, and are trying to keep it alive and let the people know what's the truth. It's been airbrushed out.
It has, and it seems to be continuously airbrushed out.
Continuously.
Yeah. So
that's what's shocking.
It is shocking. Tell you what, so I'll read the Provisional Government of the Irish Republic, their address, if you like, public na hÉireann, my Irish isn't very good, to the people of Ireland. So shall I read that out now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I will do that.
Well, we always start with that, you know, when we're having our meetings and that.
I see.
I hold the tricolour flag. Because we still own the tricolour flag. We're the ones that put it up in the GPO in 1916, taken down by Dermot Lynch. It has never been captured. It was brought up to Vaughan's Hotel and was kept there until it was ratified by the Sovereign Dáil Éireann government on the 21st of January 1919, with the green nearest to the pole. As you know,
yes.
It came in, Thomas Francis Marp, and he brought it in from France. The orange was nearest to the pole, and the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood, he brought it in. And we can also refer to it, James Stevens, it was wrapped around his coffin,
right,
you know, when he died in 1901. And we should know all these things. We should be proud of our history, and we should be proud of those volunteers and those patriots who went out and gave their lives for us. And I mean, all that, what we have today, and we could have much more.
It would be wonderful. It would be wonderful if we knew our history. And it should be taught in the schools. It really should.
It should be taught. And everybody should know. And I mean, we have a wonderful history and what happened. But it's not. And it's just been airbrushed out. And that has to stop.
It does. It does. I think the British Crown would be very upset if the people did know the true history. Because we are a 32-county republic, sovereign republic of era. And it's been ratified by the Irish people. And it hasn't been really denounced since, has it?
That's true. And we have the largest territory, as you know, in Europe. And with sovereignty everywhere on everybody's lips these days, people don't know the difference sovereignty and royalty.
Yes.
But we can tell them very clearly, because we've had unfortunately, for 800 years, we've learned the hard way, you know.
Indeed.
And we should share that knowledge. We have you know, we're not against anybody. We're all for sovereign people
exactly.
Educated and have the assets of the country they live in. You know, for themselves, education, healthcare, You know, that's what sovereignty is about.
That is, it is.
There's nothing.
So I'm going to pretend that I can see you in front of me holding the Irish flag, okay? And I'm going to read Poblach na hÉireann, the Provisional Government of the Irish Republic, to the people of Ireland. Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom. Having organised and trained her manhood through her secret revolutionary organisation, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and through her open military organisations, the Irish Volunteers and the Irish Citizen Army, having patiently perfected her discipline, having resolutely waited for the right moment to reveal itself, she now seizes that moment and, supported by her exiled children in America and by gallant allies in Europe, but relying in the first on her own strength, she strikes in full confidence of victory. We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished, except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty. 6 times during the past 300 years, they have asserted it in arms. Standing on that fundamental right and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world, we hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign, independent state, and we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations. The Irish Republic is entitled to and hereby claims the allegiance of every Irishman and Irish woman. The Republic guarantees religious and civil liberty, equal rights and equal opportunities to all its citizens, and declares its resolve to pursue the happiness and prosperity of the whole nation and of all its parts, cherishing all the children of the nation equally and oblivious of the differences carefully fostered by an alien government, which have divided a minority from the majority in the past. Until our arms have brought the opportune moment for the establishment of a permanent national government, representative of the whole people of Ireland and elected by the suffrages of all her men and women, the Provisional Government hereby constituted will administer the civil and military affairs of the Republic in trust for the people. We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms, and we pray that no one who serves that cause would dishonour it by cowardice, inhumanity, or rapine. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valour and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clark, Sean McDermida, Thomas McDonough, P.H. Pierce, Eamon Cant, James Connolly, and Joseph Plunkett.
Well, I must congratulate you, Sean, on the way you read that. It's, you know, and what a wonderful document we have.
Indeed, indeed.
Now, I think what I should do is to read the Sovereign Constitution, and then we can have our discussion.
Yes, absolutely.
This is the Sovereign Constitution. The Constitution, and then on it is Vaughan's Hotel, Republic of Ireland, IRB. To thee, most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we, the people of Ireland, dedicate our Constitution and beg the guidance of the Holy Spirit that it may, in consonance with thy divine will and contribute to the greater glory. Amen. This Constitution shall be the Constitution of the Republic of Ireland, proclaimed in arms on Easter Monday, April the 24th, 1916, and established by the will of the people of Ireland on January the 21st, 1919. Article 1. The sovereignty of the nation is inalienable. It is therefore not within the competence of any generation of people to surrender that sovereignty which each generation holds in trust for the nation. The question of surrender of national independence may not be submitted to an electorate. Subject to that fundamental principle, it is hereby declared that all authority in Ireland, legislative, executive, and judicial, and all powers of government are derived solely under God from the people of Ireland. These powers are inherent in the people alone by virtue of their sovereignty. They must be exercised in accordance with the principles of liberty, equality, and justice for all. Any legislation not in accordance with these principles is hereby declared to be null and void. And then I just go then to Article 10 of the Constitution, and it says, the land of Ireland, this is the sovereign constitution, right?
Yes.
And the land of Ireland belongs to the citizens of Ireland and to them alone. And that's very important that you understand exactly. And that's by the will of the people that gave the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood the mandate to establish the Sovereign Republic of Éire and the Sovereign Dáil Éireann government and the Sovereign Dáil Éireann courts and the War of Independence as a defence force. In the 1918 32 county election on the 14th of December 1918, and then it was ratified, the election was, they won that election on the 28th of December 1918. And then very quickly after that, they established the Sovereign Republic of Éire in the Mansion House, in the Cabinet Room in the morning, and in the Round Room by the Sovereign Dáil Éireann government of the Sovereign Republic of Éire. And that's where that comes from. And it is shocking to think that all that is airbrushed out of our history. That's the mandate that the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood were given to establish the 32 counties. And they elected that government to govern all the territories from the United States and America and Canada, right across the Atlantic Ocean, right across to the Irish Sea with the border with Britain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all our territory. That's the Sovereign Republic of Ireland's territories and seas.
So for people who are hearing this for the first time, and believe me, Billy, there are, because it has been airbrushed out, there will be people who are listening into this show who have never, ever heard of this before. And they, what happened? In 1918, there was a referendum. There was an election.
Well, an election. It was the British had it. You see, we were under the British then. They had that election in 1918, and the importance of that election is, and you'd wonder why, if the election was on the 14th of December 1918, you must remember the Great War was on.
Yes.
So it took a long time for the soldiers to come home, and that's why it's the 28th that it was ratified that we had won 73 votes, National 6, Unionist 25, mm-hmm. and I think there was one Independence. And in those days, when we set up Vaughan's Hotel for that, because if you just read out the proclamation and you explained it was a provisional government,
yes.
And if you come down to the end of it, you see will hold. It says it quite clearly. The provisional hereby elected by the suffragettes and all their arms, and then. And they will hold it until you had that sovereign government. That's what we did.
Yes.
And
yes.
I explained it, why we bought Vaughan's Hotel. Now, we bought Vaughan's Hotel not just any old place or out of the blue. We bought it and we had 100%, I'm looking for something here to read for you.
Sorry.
We had 100% that I wrote to Leo Varadkar.
Okay.
And it is very, that's crucial information as to where we came out of and why we came out and
but
how
this,
we came
this
out of
is,
things,
this
know?
Is where the confusion lies as well, Billy, for some people, and for me included. This is a provisional government that sits in Leinster House or the Royal Oireachtas now.
You're absolutely spot on. Mm. On the 6th of December 1921, King George V and the British government, they usurped the sovereignty of Dáil Éireann and declared Dáil Éireann to be an illegal assembly, and they imposed a British apartheid system for the 26 and 6 counties of Ireland as an Orange Free State and a provisional monarchist government. That's what we have today.
And that needs to be that really needs to be understood, doesn't it? I mean, we're still.
It does. You need to understand what happened, and that's why it's so important that you understand the facts of the matter of what went wrong, and.
Well, because I personally, I'm still waiting for the ratified, 32 county Republic of Era government to sit.
It did. It sat in the Mansion House.
Yes.
It sat on the 21st of January 1919, and it sat every year on the 21st of January. And as you know, I go and I turn the sovereign seal and I claim all our territory. We read our proclamation and we do all those things. We have done it every year, so they can't say they haven't because the records are there.
Yeah.
But we have
no power, Billy. We should be a driving force in what's happening in Ireland.
Well, we should. Look, this would be the wealthiest country in Europe because we cannot give away any of our territory. Because if you need that, you would have no people sleeping on the streets.
No.
You could solve the housing situation. You could solve the educational situation. And all we're asking, and I don't think this too much, is that sovereign government that was by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties who gave their lives for it and suffered and established it and was up and running on the 21st of January. That's never gone away. You can't interfere with sovereignty.
Right.
And that's why I read out that the sovereign constitution, it's null and void. It's like Michael D. Higgins's election and blasphemy. That's null and void.
Yes, tell us about the
and
two. Where do they stand? President Michael D. Higgins
If President Michael D. Higgins is president of the Royal Oireachtas imposed by King George V and the British government, I told you, on the 6th of December 1921, Michael Collins and the provisional government, they went down to the to Leinster House. The Royal Dublin Society had it for their show, and they bought the lease from the Royal Dublin Society, and they moved out to Bourne's Bridge and built the Royal Dublin Society out there.
Right.
And what happened was Sinn Féin, who was the political wing of the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood, they're nothing to do now with Sinn Féin today, but Sinn Féin was Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael came out of, and they bought the Leinster House. But Sinn Féin wouldn't take their seats in Leinster House because it was under the Crown of England. The Duke of Leinster was the agent for the Crown of England, whereas we set up the sovereign Dáil Éireann government in the Mansion House. That's the difference in the round room. And in Vaughan's Hotel, that's where it all came out of.
So it's a case of recognition, Billy. If we were recognised as what we are supposed to be, then the people can take back their country from the British rule, because it's still.
Well, of course we can, and this is the point. Look, we don't want to fall out with Britain, but it was under the threat of immediate and terrible war. There was never a treaty signed here.
Mm.
What was signed was what they did was on the 6th of December 1921. They control the Dáil Éireann and the Dáil Éireann courts, and that's what they still control. And the Chief Justice came out on the Sean O'Rourke program there recently, and he said the courts are under English, or he said they're under common law. That's English common law.
Mm.
That's what they're under. And in Europe, you can. That's our tricolour flag we put up in the GPO in 1916, taken down by Dermot Lynch, and kept in Vaughan's Hotel until it was ratified by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties.
Mm-hmm.
That flag is for the 32 counties and all that territory and all that seas that I've been just reading out to you. And that sovereign seal of Dáil Éireann, I mean, that's very old.
Yes.
We can go back 10,000 years in our sovereignty.
So it's the big...
And only a sovereign government can sit in the European Parliament, and only that sovereign government, by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties, has the right to sit in the European Parliament. The Free State Provisional Government, the monarchist government that was imposed in 1922, cannot sit in Europe.
But they do.
You know,
so
they don't have sovereignty.
Well, they do.
They
so that's a con, isn't it? Or don't they?
They don't. What happened is Britain. You can go back with Britain. We can go back to 1155 when Pope Adrian IV illegally and fraudulently gave Ireland, which was Hibernia in those days, to Henry VI to build his empire. Mm. And then what happened was Henry VIII. All Christians believe, and especially Roman Christians, because we would be Celtic Christians, which is slightly different. We go for the harp. The harp is the covenant between God and man with all the information, knowledge for his planet Earth and our civilization. And on the Ark of the Covenant were two five-stringed harps. And they were carried here, right across the Middle East, right across through Europe and North Africa to here. And in Lochgar, you can see where they are, which is very old. And they're on over the forecourts, but they're not properly aligned.
Right.
And all everything to do with our civilization. The harp is the covenant between God and man with all the information for his planet Earth and our civilization. But there's no man or woman on this planet Earth that understands God. And but you can understand the covenant. And the covenant is those two five-string harps. The pyramids of Egypt were built. Rome was built. Every city, all mathematics, all latitude, longitude.
It is incredible. I would try and advise every Irish man, woman and child to turn up at the Mansion House on the 21st of January every year join us for the turning of the Sovereign Seal.
I have bad news for you, Sean.
Go on.
I wrote to the Lord Mayor of Dublin. I read you the letter, and it is Lord Mayor of Dublin, Councillor Neil Ring, Mansion House, Dublin 2. Dear Lord Mayor, the 21st of 2019 is the 100th anniversary of the founding and funding of the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, by the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood in the Mansion House, Dublin. The Sovereign Dáil Éireann government, the Sovereign Dáil Éireann courts, forecourts, and the War of Independence as a defence force, on the 21st, 1919, by the will and wish of all the sovereign people of Éire, in the 1918 32 county All Ireland election from GHQ, Bonds Hotel, 29 Parnell Square, and Granby Road, Dublin, and ratified in the Mansion House, Dublin, on the 21st, 1919, by the Sovereign Dáil Éireann government of the Sovereign Republic of Éire. In the round room, the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood wish to commemorate the 100th anniversary in the Mansion House, Dublin, on the 21st of January, 2019, at 12 noon. Signed and sealed, William James McGuire, President of the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood. And the letter I got back it's hard to read now. Thank you for your letter, which I received on the 19th of October, 2018. A complaint was received by the Chair of the Protocol Committee of Dublin City Council in relation to the Sovereign Seal ceremony held annually on the 21st of January. The Protocol Committee met on the 10th of May, 2018, and following a discussion, it was agreed, turning of the Sovereign Seal in the Mansion House order, members agreed that it was not appropriate for the Mansion House to host the ceremony of the turning of the Sovereign Seal, and therefore permission would no longer be granted for such a use.
Wow.
Following the decision, the Protocol Committee, I must advise that permission will not be granted in the future for the turning of the Sovereign Seal ceremony to take place in the Mansion House. Kind regards, Neil Ring, Lord Mayor of Dublin. He wrote a hand note then on the side. My hands are tied, I think he says. And I must abide by the decision of the Protocol Committee.
Well, who the hell are the Protocol Commission? Who are they?
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, it shows you how difficult this is every year.
Yeah.
And there's nothing up. They use our tricolour flag, all right.
Mm.
Illegally use it without our permission. But there's nothing to say that this is where the Sovereign Dáil Éireann government took place by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties in the 1918. And that is so important for, you're talking Brexit.
Yeah.
We don't have to go with our hat in hand to anybody because we have a Sovereign Dáil Éireann government.
Yeah.
And I would like to question some. Britain doesn't have a sovereign government. Britain doesn't have sovereignty. And I explained to you that about Henry VIII. Only the Pope, which is Christ regarded by Christians, especially Roman Christians, that he's Christ's vicar on earth. And he is the only person. The Pope is the only person, as Christ's vicar on earth, that can anoint a sovereign. And Henry VIII fell out with the Pope, and as such, he declared himself Dei Mundroch, that he was equal to God.
Yes.
And that's why Britain doesn't have a sovereign government. Britain has a royal government, royal courts of justice, and a crown force. They don't have sovereignty, and their sovereignty comes, if you look at the coat of arms, and then with Brexit. And on the 17th, the 16th of March 2017, Queen Elizabeth II of England, she gave royal assent to Article 50 of Brexit under the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland, England and Scotland. You know, the coat of arms with our sovereign seal in it.
Yes.
She doesn't have, and her, her, and she took Ireland out of the EU, European community, and the European Union. But she didn't have a right to do that. And Theresa May wrote under, to anybody can read that letter to Tusk, and told him that that they were taking Ireland out under the United Kingdom, the coat of arms of Great Britain and Ireland and Scotland. And they took it out, and but they have no right to take out, because in the first place, Britain doesn't have a sovereign government. It is a royal government, royal courts of justice and the Crown Force. But royalty is no good. You have to have a sovereign. Sovereignty is when the people are sovereign. That's what's important. And General de Gaulle, he wouldn't allow Britain into, it was the common market at the time, because they didn't have a sovereign government. They had a royal government. And when General de Gaulle died, they got in under our sovereignty is where they got in. And they're heading off now, and they don't tell the people, if the Queen is sovereign, then only the Queen can decide whether Britain stays or leaves in Brexit. Because the people in Britain are not sovereign. They're subjects to the Crown of England.
Yeah.
And subjects to the Crown of England are not entitled to a referendum.
I'm sure they want that changed as well, don't they? The people of England, if they knew all their history, they could change it.
Well, if they knew their history and they knew that, and they knew that they're not sovereign, they're subjects to the Crown of England, and that they're not entitled to a referendum. Only the Queen, if she is the sovereign, has the right to declare whether Britain stays or leaves the European Union. And it's time that was wrong. I wrote that to the EU at the time. I wrote all those letters. They're all up at billymaguire.com, anyone wants to read them. But we claim our sovereignty every year. My family are doing it for 99 years. And on the 14th of December,
yeah.
You know what we're talking about there, under that election. And that election is so, and then ratified on the 28th of December 1918. That's the mandate we were given. I still hold that mandate as President of the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood to claim all our territories. And the reason we go right, other countries say, oh, you can't go that with America, you can't. But you must remember, where is our claim coming from? That we're coming from St. Brendan, who went to America, you know, what, the 8th century. And we're claiming it from Christopher Columbus. We would have known him at Christopher Colon. We were the business agents to the Spanish Empire.
Nice.
And Patrick Maguire, he taught the Spanish crews how to sail the Atlantic Ocean, because they were only used to the Mediterranean. And those are caravels. You couldn't control them. And you see the harp, you see the front side of the curb side. That's the keel of the ship. That's how you build. I was talking about those two five-stringed harps, you know, how they built the pyramids of Egypt, how you measure latitude, longitude, how maps are made.
So is this still, I know this sounds weird, but it's like we've got British maritime admiralty law in our courts, which is horrible, and we, you know, it would be lovely if it was Brehon law or something. But is that where the harp is? It's based on travel around the world.
The harp is the covenant between God and man with all the information for his.
All
you cannot build a structure. All man, the first four strings are earth, air, fire, and water. And the fifth is that people are sovereign.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your two hands up in the air and you look, you face the sun. And it's the sunship and the moon. The sunship grows all our food, our fire. And the moonship controls all the signs of life and all the tides.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that. That's as old as mankind himself. All your intellect and reason and your five senses. You can understand. I said no man or woman understands God. But you're given the covenant. That's Anno Domini, the year of our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we measure everything from. Every child in the world, and we call it Homo sapiens, can understand the covenant. But you can't understand God. But you can learn how to measure. Your intellect tells you how to do those things. You cross the strings, you know, the strings, the two five strings,
mm-hmm.
latitude and longitude, how you make your map, how you build, measurement. All technology today comes from those two five-stringed harps. everything in the world that we have today, the wheel that curves out, it's the fellows of the wheel. The strings become the spokes. The eye is the hub of the wheel for men to travel the world. The top of it is the sunship and is the blueprint for the curragh, how you build your curragh, which was what Brendan went to America on. And remember this, we're talking about America. It was the Irish and the Scots-Irish, which would be Vikings as well, that brought sovereignty to America. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I know the shout about their constitution and everything else, which is great, which our own constitution has a lot to say. But the constitution is not sovereignty. Sovereignty is inherent in the people. And you take the European flag, the five-pointed stars. Well, I said the first four strings are earth, air, fire, and water. The first four points of those stars are earth, air, fire, and water. And the fifth is that Europe has sovereignty, and the people in Europe are sovereign. That's what those points mean. And you know this thing of you see on Christmas cards coming out now of three wise men riding around on camels, yes, following the star. That's for children. The star is that these are the points of sovereignty. If you put your two fingers up, you know the way I do it, put your left hand up in the air, as I just said, the sunship, and put your right hand up in the air, and you put your right hand over your left hand, and you have the heart. And that's inherent in every especially Homo sapiens.
I want more people, Billy, to know this information. And obviously going on www.billymaguire.com, that's a one way. There's lots of information on there about the Irish Republican Brotherhood. As you said, the letters that you wrote. You've done some amazing things as well, Billy. I mean, we're being attacked not by arms in Ireland now, but by, you know, GM foods and fluoride and all sorts of shit we're being attacked by. But we were also attacked quite recently, and many people are suffering now, by the banks. And I remember you going in, yeah, that was a massive attack, a financial attack on the Irish people. And it's crippled many, many people. And I remember you going into meetings of the banks, talking about the fact that they didn't have licenses and stuff. I'd love you to explain that. Yeah,
they don't. There's one bank, and I'm looking at the IFA at the moment, and the Farmers Journal this week, 30,000 acres of the land of Ireland are into this vulture funds. They cannot, they don't. And I said to the IFA many times, as I remember, as you know, I'm a farmer myself, and the IFA, I've asked them many times that you would write in, this is what you do. This is how the sovereign constitution, that can't be, that's, look, you read it out, and I read it out. That's still there. And that takes precedence over everything else. You know, even what we talked about 1922 and everything else, that's all null and void. And what you do is you write to the court clerk and you say, I want my case heard under the sovereign constitution. And you ask him to see his license. And you ask to see the judge's license. Now, Michael D. Higgins appoints those judges under the Crown of England. And that's not on. People, I told you that the Chief Justice clerk, Frank Clark, he came out the other day on the Sean O'Rourke program, and he said that the law was under common law. And on the 6th of December 1921, there's two books that everybody has to read. There's more than two, but two at the moment. One is The Fenian Chief, and it's by Desmond Ryan, and it's the biography of James Stevens. And as you know, Desmond Ryan was Pierce's secretary. He was also went to St. Enda School, and he was in the GPO in 1916, and they were from a very journalist family. His people, and no better man to write that. And there's 23 copies in the library system, so there's no excuse. Yes. And we got the library system to put out those 23 copies. And I've asked in the letter to Leo Bradshaw, which I'm hoping to read to you shortly, that RTE would make a film of that. He walked 3,000 miles around Ireland to set up the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood. And we don't know anything about him. Now, that's a very important book.
So that's just to stress, that's The Fenian Chief by Desmond Ryan.
The Fenian Chief by Desmond Ryan. It's right. A biography of James Stevens. And as you know, we were founded in 1858 down in 16 Lumber Street. We still go there. And James Stevens and John O'Mahony are buried out in Glasnevin, and everybody should go out and see their two magnificent graves. And they come from, you know, the Young Irelanders, and they're known as the 48th in that, you know, William Smith O'Brien. There's a statue to him in Dublin, William Smith O'Brien. He they were the founders of the Irish and Fenian Republican Brothers, coming down through the Land League and down. And after Ballingarry and Tipperary, they had to go, James Stevens and John O'Mahony had to go to France. But they spent 7 years in France, and they were educated there, you know. And James Stevens spoke 16 languages. He went to the Sorbonne. He taught at the Sorbonne. And that's where they taught them all about, you know, that's where our flag comes from, and how to militarism, and how you set up the organization and everything else. And it was a toss of the coin whether James Stevens came over here to set up the Irish and Fenian Republic or John O'Mahony. And James Stevens won the toss, and John O'Mahony went to America. It was in Doheny's in New York on St. Patrick's Day, 1858, that it was founded. And I'll find the piece. You'll see all that in that book, The Fenian Chief.
The Fenian Chief. And what's the other book, Billy? The other book
which is a must read as well, and it's called it is Money for Ireland, Finance, Diplomacy, Politics, and the First Dáil Éireann Loans, 1919 to 1936, Francis M. Carle. And okay. Francis M. Carle, his people were evicted here, and they went to Canada. And his mother sent him to Trinity College here, and he's a professor of history, and in Canada. He's retired now, but I spoke to him, and he gave me, I have his book anyway, but he gave me permission that I could copy that and send it to Michel Barnier, in that he'd understand. But because when the Free State, when the British people set up, the British government and the Crown of England set up, they didn't have any money. And what they did was they were trying to get the money to set up the Free State. And you'll see all the things. And the American courts ruled, you know, de jure and de facto government. And they ruled, this is the American government ruling, that the Free State was imposed by a different source, the Crown of England. And, I mean, you look de jure and de facto. And here we are still today, and they set up those English common law courts that the Chief Justice was talking about. And on the 21st of January 1919, there were the sovereign Dáil Éireann courts. And Michael Collins was Minister for Finance. On the 6th of December 1921, he was only Provisional Minister for Finance under the Crown of England. And that's what caused the Civil War.
Right.
And we're still, but we have a sovereign government, and we are sovereign people. And you can decide we want the assets of the state to be invested in our people and in our state, not given to Britain and not given to all these vulture funds and everybody else who thinks they can claim them. And they've no license to do it. I want, their license has to have the sovereign seal of Dáil Éireann. The harp is the covenant between God and men, with all the information, knowledge for his planet Earth and our civilization. You know, you look at it, everything is on it, all mathematics, all science, all astronomy. How man learned to write, how man learned to count. You know, I could go on. You know, how your man learned to weave his cloth, you know, the strings, you cross the strings, latitude and longitude. You know, you turn the Copernicus and Galileo and Ptolemy, you know, what they did was, the most important day in the year for Christians was Easter Sunday, but they couldn't determine it because they didn't have a 12-month calendar. All we had in the Celtic days, the old days, was a 6-month calendar from the winter and summer solstice. And that's what, but they, mathematically, it was on the harp that the Egyptians had it. And then they just, that's what they were doing the mathematics. But that's all come out of the harp, and all the mathematics of the harp, how you have a 12-month calendar.
Yeah.
And Easter Sunday is the most important day in the church. But that's where all that comes from, and that's why it's so important that we understand what we have and what our ancestors carried right across the Middle East, right across
where does the Irish Republican Brotherhood stand? I mean, should it have been the IRB that were issuing licenses to the banks, etc.?
Only ones that can issue that, because we hold the sovereignty, and that's what we do. We still hold that sovereignty of the 32 county election of 1918.
I suppose we only
do sovereignty and the legitimacy of the state is what we do.
I suppose, and I think of people listening in, Billy, people listening in, you know, who are the IRB really and in today, and should we be supporting them, backing them, and making them grow so that we can...
We should be supporting them, I'll read that letter to Leo Bradford.
Yes,
Deputy
yes.
Leo Bradford, TD, Office of the Taoiseach, Leinster House, Kildare Street, Dublin 2. Dear Deputy Bradford, the 21st of 1st, 2019 is the 100th anniversary of the founding and funding of the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, by the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood, the Sovereign Dáil Éireann Government, the Sovereign Dáil Éireann Courts, Four Courts, and the War of Independence as a defence force, on the 21st of 1st, 1919, by the will and wish of all the people of Éire, in the 1918 32 county All-Ireland election from GHQ Vaughan's Hotel, 29 Parnell Square in Granby Road, Dublin, and ratified in the Mansion House, Dublin, on the 21st of 1st, 1919, by the Sovereign Dáil Éireann Government of the Sovereign Republic of Éire in the Round Room. The Irish and Fenian Republican Brothers still hold that 32-county All-Ireland mandate today, and the sovereignty and legitimacy of the Sovereign Republic of Éire, all 32 counties, I'm turning the page, and territory, the largest in the European Union. The Irish and Fenian Republican Brother would like to meet you and discuss the 100 years celebration and events. We would like you to purchase and restore GHQ Vaughan's Hotel, 29 Parnell Square in Granby Road, Dublin, for all the sovereign people of Éire, where the Sovereign Republic of Éire was founded by the will and wish of all the sovereign people of Éire. We would also like you to make a film of that book, The Fenian Chief, the biography of our founder, James Stevens, in 1858, written by Desmond Ryan for the 100th anniversary. The facts are that if the Maguires had not bought GHQ Vaughan's Hotel, Dublin, for the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood, and put all the warring factions into GHQ Vaughan's Hotel, and donated £1 million to the IRB, we would not have our independence today. The facts are that when we got our independence on the 21st of the 1st, 1919, the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood got all that foreign investment money to build factories in all our towns and villages in Éire, to give our sovereign people employment. The facts are that when the Maguire family bought GHQ Vaughan's Hotel Dublin for the IRB, we had 100% support of all the millions of Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhoods worldwide, in the USA, in Canada, Australia, Europe, Italy, Spain, Belgium, France, and all the Brotherhood in the Middle East and in India. We had over 200,000 sworn IRB members in Great Britain alone, supporting the purchase of GHQ Vaughan's Hotel and the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire. Another page. The facts are that only that Sovereign Dáil Éireann Government of the 21st of the 1st, 1919, by the will and wish of all the sovereign people of Éire, in the 1918 32 county election, and mandate have the right to sit in the European Parliament and use the sovereign seal of Dáil Éireann, 12 strings AD psaltery, and the Irish and Fenian Republican Brothers tricolour flag. There was no border in Éire on the 21st of the 1st, 1919, our Independence Day, and then I signed and sealed it. And those letters are up there if anyone wants to read them.
Do you think that letter is just too much for someone like Leo Varadkar?
Well, you see, they acknowledge them, all right, but that's all they do. They don't say, they don't do anything. But look, I mean, it is so important. I mean, I wrote the other one then to him, then to Deputy Leo Varadkar. This was enclosed is a copy of the Sovereign Republic of Errors, Territory and Seas that you need to put before the British Prime Minister, Mrs. Theresa May, and the EU Chief Negotiator, Michel Barnier, that were established by the will and wish of all the sovereign people of Erin in the 1918 32 County All Ireland election from GHQ, Vaughan's Hotel, and ratified in the Mansion House, Dublin, on the 21st, 19 by the Sovereign Dáil Éireann Government of the Sovereign Republic of Erin in the Round Room. That is the All Ireland mandate the IRB still hold today.
Yes.
Note that the Sovereign Republic of Erin has the largest territory, seas, and sovereignty in the EU, and the largest sovereign borders with Great Britain, USA, and Canada, which cannot be changed. Signed and sealed, William James McGuire, President of the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood. And that was sent on the 15th of the 10th, 2018, and the other one was sent before that.
Yes.
But what's so important is that election coming up. You know, when we were given that mandate by the people to found and fund the state, they can't deny it.
Well, it's incredible and that you're not going to be allowed. It's incredible that you're not going to be allowed into the Mansion House this year. I was just thinking while you were talking. Then, would it be good if members of the IRB maybe individually send letters of complaint to the Lord Mayor?
I'd like all the people to do it, because we only do it for the people or something, and that's what it's about, you know?
It would be great if all the people did it, yes.
And it would be great if the people asked that book was made. He walked 3,000 miles. Can you imagine the misfortune around Ireland?
Okay. I love Ireland. Maybe he liked walking.
He died of starvation, you could say.
Oh, well, okay.
In the end,
okay.
You know, which is shocking to think of it, you know.
It is.
But let's see now. Can I find something interesting here for you? I'll read something else to you. And then here we are. This is from the book now, The Fenian Chief.
Okay.
On the 17th of March, page 90. On the 17th of March, 1858, Danny F., he was a tailor from Kilkenny, arrived in Dublin with the acceptance of Stephen's terms by the New York Committee, and the £80, the subscription, was the very minimum stipulation. Danny F. reported there was no actual organized body of sympathizers in New York, but merely a loose knot of associates disturbed Stephen's.
Right.
Yet he went ahead at once, and that very evening, the Irish Republican Brotherhood was established in Peter Langdon's timber yard in Lombard Street, Dublin. That's 16 Lombard Street, where we still go,
yes.
And in Doherty's in New York. That was since Stephen's Day, 1858. It's there in black and white for anybody who wants to read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is, don't mind Billy McGuire, and this, people should know these things themselves.
People should know. In my book, in the year 2018, coming up to the centenary, as we're talking about the turning of the sovereign seal on the 21st of January, 2019, I want everyone to know who Billy McGuire is. I want everyone to know who the Irish Republican Brotherhood are.
Look, I only kept it going and held it.
You've kept it going under duress, you know. It's under duress. You've kept it going under duress. You've been attacked from.
Well, I did, but sure. Look, I'm 75 now, so there's not much more left to me. But it's very important that people would. You know, we go worldwide. We have a wonderful history. You know that other countries. We still believe in God, and that's why we said we talk about. I have a letter there that I wrote to Judge Elizabeth Dunn in the last one about interfering with the sovereignty, and I read out there I've written a letter to Isabel Kennedy. She's the judge in charge of the referendum and of that, and I complained And I told her that that referendum is null and void because they've interfered with the sovereignty and they've no right to interfere with the sovereignty. And that's what is so important.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm going to read you the last piece here, page 316 on the Fenian Chief.
Okay.
And this is James Stevens. He died early on Friday morning, the 29th of March, 1901, after a sudden and unexpected attack of weakness at the house of his brother-in-law, John Payne, 82 Georges Avenue, Blackrock, County Dublin. Around his coffin was wrapped the Fenian tricolour of green, white and orange, which within 15 years became the banner of that decisive national revolt for which the dead man had plotted and dreamt of so long in vain. Doesn't that tell you who owns the tricolour flag?
It does.
That's why I put my hand in it when you read the proclamation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there you are, 1901.
It's incredible, isn't it?
We should know these things.
We should. We should know it.
There's only two little pieces out of that. But it's so important that we know where our sovereignty comes from. And we're sovereign people. And you know the difference. The difference is the harp is only one image. But you take a coin out of your pocket with 14 strings. Everybody has one, right? Mm-hmm. That Ernest Blythe put on the money. Put it up to the mirror. And you see the psaltery. You see the other side of it. That's the Trinity. That's what's up over the forecourts. And when the Pope came here, I wrote to Simon Cove, the Askeling, because he was over Foreign Affairs, and Leo Brasker, to put those round properly. They should be facing each other, the sovereign Trinity.
Right.
And how you do all that mathematics, all science. And
so they're doing it all wrong, aren't they? And they're doing it
to usurp. They deliberately desecrated our sovereignty, and that's not acceptable to the IRB, or putting things on our tricolour flag. That's the Irish and Fenian Republic, and we will not give it in Europe, and I'm telling them now, we will not give it in Europe for them to desecrate it, and we will not give them our sovereign seal. Michael D. Higgins is not allowed to use, because he's under the Crown of England, and he's not allowed to use the sovereign seal of Dalairn. Dalairn never sat in Leinster House. It's the royal doll that was imposed by King George V and the British government that sits in Leinster House, and it still sits there today. And you look, you see now, and we've been airbrushed out now for the 100th anniversary. We're not. If you look at what the DAF, D-F-A-T 100, right? Everybody should get those. That's the Department of Foreign Affairs. And since Michael D. Higgins was elected, I would have no objection if he was elected for a 32-county sovereignty.
Right.
None at all. But he's not. He's under the. He's. They're running the 26 counties for the Crown of England since the 6th of December 1921. That's not acceptable to the Irish. And they're using all that. That money and all that wealth should be going to the people for education, for houses, hospital care. That's belonged to the people.
And it should should be the 32 counties, not the 26.
It should be for the 32 counties, and it should be for the people, and not for Britain. And Michael D. Higgins should not be running, and the provisional Free State government, running the 26 counties for the Crown of England in this day and age, and in the 100th anniversary. They should be running for the Sovereign Republic of Ayr, all territory, and all that's what we have. And you see, I said about St. Brendan, and I said about Christopher Columbus, and he trained the crews, and they had to alter the ship, the caravels, because they couldn't control them in the Atlantic, and they put a keel under them and that.
Okay.
It's wonderful to read the Vaughan Sittell papers. They were all given to the University of Plymouth. But when they arrived, Patrick McGuire, and it's in the archives in the Vatican, and it's elsewhere, and he stepped out. He was a hands-on sailor. He pulled in the boat, a small little boat, because they took three ships, and they couldn't come into land. And Christopher Columbus. So he's the first man to set foot in America. And he claimed America for Ireland. And Christopher Columbus, who was Christopher Colon to us, he claimed it for Spain. And there was no disagreement about it. This is it. That was claimed. That's why we can go to America, right into the shore of America and stand on the shore of America, whereas other countries or other Celtic people. It's Celtic people have. And as I said, the Scots-Irish and the Irish people, they brought sovereignty to America. And they brought it, and it's there in black and white for anybody to read. And it's about time we had a bit of pride in what those people went out and gave their lives for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And listen, I have probably spoken too much now.
Not at all. No, it's been an absolute pleasure, Billy. And the thing is, I think you should come on maybe on a regular occurrence when you want to. When you think, here's a bit of information I'd like to share.
I'm the 14th of them, but that's the 100th anniversary of the election is
yes,
crucial.
Yes.
You know, because that's the democratically elected TDs to Dáil-Éireann. You know, that's what they were given, and to govern the state, the 32 counties, and to govern all that territory.
Wouldn't it be great if this radio show was actually listened to by lots and lots of people?
It would be. You're the only one doing it, I can tell you. Right. I can't get on anyone or a paper or anyone else. They just cut me off. And I've asked Seamus O'Sullivan, who's a great Irish scholar, and he said that he would be delighted to come on your show and do the election and give you the exact details of, you know, how it went and everything else in 1918.
Yes, on that the would 14th. Be wonderful.
And I'll give you his number afterwards and you can ring him. And he said he'll come on any time you like with him.
Fantastic.
And if you want anything to do with an Irish, he is an Irish scholar, anything, you can talk to Seamus, he will tell you, you know.
Brilliant.
And he's been coming to the Mansion House with me for 35 years. I'm doing it for 55 years. My family are doing it 99. And it'll be 100 years now in the 1918 32 county election, and then the 21st of January 1919. That's a long time, but
yes,
I mean, I'm 75,
is.
So.
Well, I'm hoping I'll see you on the 21st of January then, at least.
Oh yes, we'll be there. I know we're not allowed in, but we'll do it outside the door.
Do it outside,
and we'll go to the teachers' club.
We've done that before, haven't we? We've done it outside.
We've had to do it before.
Yeah.
But I mean, look at the Queen. When she came, it took 10 years for her to get permission from the Irish Republican Brother to enter the state, and she laid the wreath in the Garden of Remembrance. The reason the Garden of Remembrance is there because the Fáin's Hotel looks out onto it. And as you know, Sam McGuire, that they brought all that information up under those tunnels. They opened up the tunnels in 2016.
So much
Bartle
history.
Darcy, you know, was in the rotunda, you know. And they're there for, we were down them, actually, you know.
Yeah,
what we have is unique, and we have it, and it's time people went out and had pride in what it was. And they were told the truth by the provisional government and by the judiciary. You know, and we have a sovereign government. That's all we want.
We want them
to run it as a sovereign.
And I've heard you so many times say it over the years. It's sovereignty. It's yours. Use it or lose it.
Use it or lose it.
Exactly.
Well, you'll be a slave without it, you know, and that's it. And we have it, and that's what we should do. But anyway, listeners, thank you very much for having me on.
I would like
to thank all your listeners for listening to me and for me giving out, and hope that they would take it on board. And if they go into BillyMcGuire.com, I mean, those people, I mean, John Robinson, those, you know, and Christine and all those people, who's Inina Hearn, you know, and all those people, Vincent kept that going, and Harry and all those, you know, the great people there who did it. And there are still great people. And sure, what's wrong with giving the people the information and the truth?
That's it. Let's share that information. Billy McGuire, President of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, thank you so, so much for coming on Out of the Bag.
And thank you, Sean.
Thank you very much.